Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us across the entire globe. It's Tarot Today Live. We are live. I'm Dax. This is Mary. Hey, Mary. How's it going? It's pouring raining here.
It's cold and it was snowy this morning here. So
wow.
I'm freezing and wearing a sweater.
You had snow already?
Mm-hmm.
You are kidding me. That is just insane.
Yeah, I was surprised this morning when I saw it, and then I took, you know, the dogs were surprised as well, and then I looked at the forecast, and we're in for a little bit more later on today, supposedly, if the weatherman's correct.
Well, you know, every day is a coffee day, but I got to tell you, today is really a great day for coffee, and you know,
yeah.
I woke up at 7:30, and my plan was, okay, I'm gonna, you know, pull out the Christmas decorations and start putting things up and so forth. And it was pouring rainy. I'm like, okay, best laid plans, you know.
Yeah, those mice and men.
Yes. So we are the show that has been bringing you the world of tarot since when, Mary? 2013?
Forever.
Or 2010, yeah. Oh, it's 13 years. Yeah, I got that confused in my head. Oh, my God. Yeah, I've had a pretty rough morning. For those of you that are regulars, you probably noticed that, like, our logos and everything's missing. It's because, yeah, that piece of software decided not to connect with Zoom. But, hey, okay. So it's just, you know, raw data, you know, raw camera, you know, me and Mary here.
Here we are.
Yeah, but we are a live call-in show. We are coming to you through the Psychic Talk Radio Network. And so you can listen into the show, but we are also simulcasting on YouTube, a video stream. You can actually see us on YouTube. Go over to YouTube and just type in Tarot Today Live and you'll find us. Yeah. And you can jump in and get into the chat. I already see Pamela Steele's in there. Hi, Pamela.
Hi, Pamela.
Wow. She got to join us for a show. Yellow's in there. Yellow's back.
Yellow.
Charlotte. And they're talking to each other. Hi, Charlotte. Charlotte says, hi, Daxie and Mary and Pamela. Yeah. and Yellow's in there. Oh, a spiritual odyssey just popped in. Cool. And we have a bunch of callers. I'm looking at the phone lines, but you can dial in, get in now, get in early so we can get to you because we can only get to so many people through the whole show, right? So dial in now, get your spot. It's 714-816-4628. And when you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. And what that does is it puts you into the caller queue. Which
raises your skinny little alien arm.
Yeah, it looks like a little skinny white alien hand like this.
It's like weird.
Yeah. Well, what's really funny is, you know, for years we said, you know, raise your hand, but it didn't put the hand up. It, you know, I can't even remember, had a different kind of thing. And,
yeah.
And when they switched to the hand, I'm like, oh, you only took 10 years, you know.
I thought it meant they were listening to us. And finally, they were like, yeah, you know, Dax and Mary suggested this. Can we take responsibility for that?
yes. And Hope just came in. Hi, Hope. Hope E66. There's a name. Some of the names on YouTube are, like, even more drastic than on other social media, I've noticed. Yep.
It depends.
Yeah. So call in. 714-816-4628, and you can chat with Mary and I. You can ask any question you have about tarot, numerology, how does this work, how does that work, crystals, Reiki, hypnosis, law of attraction. God, we have so much covered. And you can also ask for a mini reading, of course. Plus, you can do all that in the chat, right, Mary?
Yes, you can. And if you're in chat and aren't able to call in on the phone, you can just post your question in the chat. And you don't have to ask if you could ask a question. You don't have to take a number or stand in line. Mm-hmm. Dax will get to you once he sees it in the order that it comes up. And you can ask, you know, for just a general reading and just say, can you pull a card for me, please?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or if you have, you know, the more specific the question, the more specific the answer, as they say. And also, if you just want to know, like, what do we do with the Tarot Guild? What is the Tarot Guild? You know, what would, you know, what happens over there? What's going on? You know, we should be able to answer that, I hope. Right?
Yeah. The Wheel of Fortune just popped out of my deck. So I'm like, look, Wheel of Fortune.
Wow.
Hey, it's turning in our favor. I think 2024 is going to be great for everybody. Lots of cool stuff going on. Oh, Jason just popped in. Hello, Jason.
Hello, Jason.
He's in there as well. Hey, while we wait for people to ask for us to pull them a card or put their question in chat, and before we go to the phone calls, and even before we do our cards of the day, because, you know, we do our numerology and cards of the day, I want to mention a couple of things because the fact that our OBS, you know, software, as I mentioned in the beginning, it's not working, you know, so I can't put up these really cool banners that I set up. I set up all these cool banners. You don't have to turn your camera off, Mary. I don't have any banners to show. That's the whole point.
That's okay. You're just going to be talking for a while, though, so we should focus on you.
Not very long. Not very long. I hate being up here by myself. Anyway, so what I wanted to mention was the things that I was going to show you, these cool banners, like Mary's workshop that's coming up on, what is that, the 3rd, Mary? Sunday the 3rd?
I believe so.
Yep. And what are you teaching?
It is going to be just a fun, short workshop. I'm like, what am I teaching? What day is it now?
I think it's
it's called Tarot History, Just the Facts.
Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
Yeah, and it's not going to be exhaustive, of course, because, you know, as you can imagine, there are a lot, you know, we have hundreds and hundreds of years of tarot history, but I'm going to cover the facts that I usually teach when I teach tarot, the things that, you know, I think everybody should know, every reader should know. There shouldn't be a lot of confusion about what's the oldest deck, what does it look like, you know, where did it come from, you know, what followed after that? How did we get from there to here? You know, so kind of going through the history, talking about key moments that happened along the way, and just so that, okay, we've all got some place to start from, you know, because what I've found is that's really not the case. And I know readers that have been reading for decades that know zero about tarot history, and they think, you know, they think it had something to do with Atlantis or, you know, something like, you know, wild and crazy. And, you know, all of those kind of really wild out there theories about the origins of tarot, I mean, maybe they're fun or something, but why would you ever ignore what actually is already established? You should know at least that. And then you can go off on your tangent from there. So I thought that and showing, you know, some of the decks
really
I have, like, you know, reproductions of them and stuff,
cool,
kind of like
sure,
the Visconti deck, the one that you can see if you go to the Morgan Library in New York at the Pierpont Morgan cards they have, you know, we can look at that. We can look at the Solobusca deck, you know, and the Rider-Waite, you know, how did we get through all of that to the Rider-Waite Smith? You know, so just the basic things. It's not going to be a very long workshop. We're going to get to look at a lot of cards and stuff. And just, I think we can all come away from it saying, like, okay, I know some basics about tarot history.
By the way, it's coincidentally, I'm binge rewatching Stargate Atlantis right now. And by the way, I've not seen any tarot cards.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's weird.
Just saying.
They didn't do the episode where they started making tarot cards.
That would be hilarious. Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah. So we do these workshops, you know, anywhere from one or two to three or four a month all year long. And the way you get to come join us is become a premium member at the Tarot Guild. And the Black Friday sale is going on right now. Go over to thetarotguild.com. And, you know, you can always sign up. It's $47 a year. I think it comes out to like $3.91 a month. So it's less than a latte at Starbucks, you know, for our annual membership. But earlier this year, we started a lifetime membership. It's $297 and you are paid up for life. But for Black Friday, guess what? One payment of $78.
Wow.
What a steal. I had someone join last night, actually. And it was a guy. Yes, another. Yeah. I always get excited because, you know, it's female-dominated industry, you know. So when we get another guy, I'm like, yes, Nathan joined. $78. Yep. So it's a steal. And you get all the other benefits of being a member of the guild. But you get all these workshops all year long. You know, you get my course for free. It's a $297 course, Tarot by the Numbers. You get your certification free. It's normally, I think, two payments of $67 or one payment of $124 for each level. Well, it's free. It's included. Absolutely. So that's going on right now. Go over to thetarotguild.com. You'll see the big banner there, which I can't show you because my software is not working. You'll see the big banner for Black Friday. And by the way, that's going on to Cyber Monday because, you know, we have Cyber Monday now too. So till the end of Monday, you know, midnight on Monday. So you guys can get in on that. Also, by the way, my readings are 50% off, you know, $50 off. So you can also get a reading with me as well on the Black Friday deal. So I wanted to mention tomorrow, Sharona Rapsik will be holding another episode of Magic Universe, and her guest is Teresa Reed, the Tarot Lady. And I had this really cool banner, which, yeah, I can't show you. But you'll see it on our social media, you know, and it's got her book. She's got this new book, The Cards You're Dealt, which I absolutely love that title. Damn it. I wish I had thought of that. What a cool, you know, title for a book. Because let's face it, the titles of a lot of our tarot books are boring as heck. Even the decks, some of them. Anyway, so yeah, I am looking forward to that because, you know, I go and watch Teresa like when she pops on live on Instagram and stuff. But I don't think I've ever heard her interviewed. So this is going to be really cool. So join us tomorrow for Sharona, and then we're going into December already, believe it or not. So the first show in December is December 1st, Friday. Catherine Hahn's Compassionate Light Radio. She's starting a new series of shows for December, which is all about community, which I feel fits in nicely with the holidays and everything. So this coming Friday, December 1st, the topic is, what is community today and why are you needed? And then, of course, Saturday, December 2nd, we won't be here. There's actually five Saturdays in December, and I have a house committee meeting that I would like to attend on that 2nd of December there, the first Saturday of the month at my Legion post. So we're taking that off. So we won't be here next Saturday, but I will be on the air with Maria G. Moss on The Angelic View on Sunday, December 3rd. So I'll be guest co-hosting on Maria's show. We'll be doing free readings all show long. And, of course, right after Maria's show is Mary's Workshop. So that's it. That's everything coming up. And let's see, numerology. Well, it's the 25th. Mm. 2 plus 5 is seven. So, you know, it's that seven energy, the seeker. That's right. This is a great day to do research. You know, pull out the ancestry.com, you know, and do that research into your genealogy or something along those lines. Or, you know, maybe you have a new project, which, by the way, that fits in really nicely with the card of the day, the Knight of Wands. That's about, you know, stuff like that. New ideas and going for it and things that you're passionate in and following your passion. Also, by the way, the entire date, 11/25/2023, also adds up and reduces to seven, Mary. It's been like that all month. The day and the date reduced to the same number. So it's like double seven energy, right? Also, you see the pyramids in the back here. You know, maybe some of you are going on a trip somewhere, foreign travel, or you're meeting somebody, or you're going to meet somebody that speaks foreign languages. I mean, there could be a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff going in this card. And, you know, like I said, I was talking about that, you know, running with a new idea. But, you know, this is the Knight of Wands. The Knight of Swords is similar. But the difference is, okay, so the Knight of Wands is ready for battle, but is not necessarily rushing into things. He's contemplating. He's, you know, looking at, which is that seven energy, you know, doing the research, checking things out. Whereas the Knight of Swords, he has the single sword, has the single thought or idea, but he's like rushing right in, you know, whereas the Knight of Wands is not moving quite as fast. It's the third slowest of the knights. I think you got the Knight of Swords, Knight of Cups, and the Knight of Pentacles, of course, is the slowest moving. All right. So, and then there's the Salamanders, which again, similar fire, like the fire energy with the wands here, you know, following your passions and stuff like that. But the, you know, salamanders are a symbol of immortality, rebirth, yes, passion, but the ability to withstand the flames, you know, salamanders regenerate. So I think that's part of the equation. And the Heart of the Matter card I got was the Six of Wands, the success card. Again, another wands card, that fire energy. But, you know, how can you be an example to other people is the message I'm getting today. Okay, Mary, what did you get for your cards of the day?
Well, the first card I got was from the Ludi Lescott tarot deck, and that is the Empress card. Mm. And, you know, that, and then I also pulled a card from the Sufi Wisdom Oracle by Rasuli. And for that, I got the trust your gut feeling, let your heart lead you to who you are. And if you look at the arms on that figure, and then you look at the Empress card and the bird in the Empress, it's almost like mirroring the same, you know, there and there. And I thought that was interesting, you know, that idea of like really like trusting our gut instinct. And with the Empress card, you know, we think of that as, you know, card of nurturing sometimes or caring or creativity. And I feel like together what these cards are saying is, you know, you need to trust your own intuition, your own gut feeling about what you want to nurture, not because of a responsibility like motherhood is, but because that's where your heart's leading you. That's what you have a feeling about, like, hey, you know, this part of my life needs some nurturing. I want things to grow here, whether it's growing your business, growing your relationships, or, you know, cultivating something entirely new in your life that you just haven't had a chance to focus on. It might be a good time if that is your own gut feeling that, like, yeah, now I need to turn my attention here. So that's what I got for the cards of the day.
Awesome sauce. Hey, I'm just looking in the caller queue, and some of the people have dropped off. It's very strange. I hope we're having another Blog Talk issue, but hey,
it could happen.
I just want to let everybody know that's listening live, this is the time to call in. 714-816-4628. Press 1 as soon as you get through on the dial pad. It'll put you up into the caller queue. And, you know, hold your spot there because it puts it in the order that you called in, and we take the calls in order. Okay, so you don't want to lose your spot. Call in 714-8. Oh, and someone did. Yay, right there like that, you know. So, yeah.
I heard you.
This is the time to get your spot, so we will get to you. 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad. Over in the chat room, they're having a fun fest in there. It's so cool to see everybody chit-chatting around in the chat, Mary. So Sharona's saying hi to Jason. Jason's like, hi, Sharona. You are so mysterious and fabulous. And Jason said, I want to see that interview with Teresa Reed. I remember her all the way back to Beyond World. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Boy, yeah. we've all been around a long time, Mary.
We've all been around too long.
Also, Pamela Steele says, more bang for your buck at the Tarot Guild. Can't beat that. Absolutely. Yeah, we're other tarot teachers and tarot places and stuff like that, you know, they're charging, you know, $75 to $100 a year or $800 for courses. You know, you can join Lifetime and get our course and everything for $78. Also, Pamela said to you, and Pamela says, Jason is right. I think she means about Sharona.
Sharona.
But no, Pamela said something, and I'm trying to find it. I'm sorry, Mary. She said something to you, and I'm trying to find it in here. Empress is one of my favorites, she said. Let's see. Okay. I think that's about it. You know, she just was mentioning that while you were
talking.
Thank
you. She's one of my favorites, too.
Yeah. And we do have a question in the chat here.
Ooh.
Hang on a second. I'm going to cut my deck because we already shuffled here. And we're ready to go. Interesting. Okay. Hope says, I've come to a fork in the road and really don't know which way to go. So I asked her to give us more detail, you know, what are her choices, but I haven't heard back yet. So what I said was, you can just think of, you know, one direction as A and the other direction as B, and we'll pull like a card or two for A and a card or two for B and see what comes up. So let's see, A, B. All righty. You want me to go first, Mary, or you?
Are you ready?
Yeah. So for A, I'm getting the Hierophant, you know, and that looks really good to me. You know, it's a major arcana card. It's pointing in the right direction. There might be learning involved, but I feel like whatever that A direction is a new opportunity. Look, you got the Ace of Pentacles showing up. That's really good. When I look at choice B, though, I get another major arcana card, but it's the Hanged Man. So two things with this. In general, as a lot of you know, the Hanged Man is associated with maybe a stall, you know, things being held up a little bit. So direction B to go in the fork in the road for you there, might be slower. There might be a delay. And the other thing is he's hanging upside down, so he sees the world 180 degrees upside down from the rest of us. This is one of the thinking outside the box cards. I feel like for direction B to work, you're really going to have to work on it. You're going to have to come at it from a different direction, think outside the box. You're going to have to look at the situation differently for it to work. And then the other card that came along with that, the Devil card. Okay, so that's another major arcana card, but it's not looking too promising to me. It just, you know, I feel like with choice B, you have some attachments in the past that are going to either slow things slow things down with that, you know, delay, or are going to cause problems with choice B. I'm going with choice A, you know, with these cards. What about you, Mary? Mm-hmm. What'd you get?
I am going to go with choice A as well, because I got the Hierophant.
Oh my God. You got the same card.
You know, and for choice B, I got the Three of Cups. Like, choice B might be fun. Maybe it's like connected to friends either. Maybe it's like going to a party. I don't know. But it doesn't seem as serious as choice A. You know, choice A feels like it's got more substance to it. That's what I get.
Hmm. So don't go with choice B. And it's funny. She did put him in like A, senior case manager, B, unit director. So it looks like senior case manager direction would be the best to go in. And they're talking, Pamela and Jason are just going on and on about Taylor Swift or something. Anyway, this is really weird. How does that have to do with tarot? They're talking about Taylor Swift of tarot? What? I don't know.
Anyway, moving along.
Anyway, we're going to go to the phone calls because we got 3,000 phone calls, you know. Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? Area code 203. Are you there, caller 203? What's your name and where are you calling from? 203.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Butter and toast. Take me a minute to communicate.
Oh, God. You might want to drink some water or something. You know? Wash that down.
I know. Happy holidays. I didn't expect to be the first caller. Happy holidays to you both.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Do you do generals or would you like a specific question?
That's up to you. Do you have a specific question? Go for it.
Not really. Dax, you're great at reading. I'd love a general from you.
Oh, and hon, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
It was the peanut butter in my mouth. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Pat from Connecticut. Oh,
from Connecticut.
Okay. Mary, you go first. I went first last time.
Okay, so just a general reading.
General, yeah. Pull a card.
Okay. All right. Well, actually, I'm going to pull a card from the Sufi Wisdom deck since it's just a general and just see what comes up on that. I love these cards. It's a great oracle deck. And the card that comes up is about, you know, making sure you're happy. It's a happy life card, you know.
I like
really
that.
Really focusing, like, on, you know, what you're doing, the things that come up, the choices that you have to make. And it's like, okay, does this, you know, is this in alignment with my happiness? Is this am I going to be happy doing this? Am I going to be happy or is it going to cause problems? Do I feel conflicted about it or do I really feel like I'm really into this? And, you know, sometimes we spend a lot of time being very busy in life doing things that don't really bring us any joy. So that card is saying, like, hey, pay attention to that, you know, because it does make a difference. It does matter. But let's see what Dax is getting.
Awesome sauce. Well, you didn't even give me time to put my camera back on. I was checking out the chat room, and I was just about to type in there, but because I'm back up here, I'll just say, hey, folks in the chat room, if you want us to pull a card, go ahead. This is the time to get that in the queue now. So when we're done with some phone calls, we'll come back. So let us know if you want us to pull a card, you know, for a general reading. Or if you have a specific question, type it in there. Type it in there. So, Pat, are you still there, Pat?
I am.
You got so quiet. You know, usually I'm hearing background noise or they're nodding. You can hear people nodding even on audio because they're going, you know. You're so quiet. So 2024 coming up. Do you have plans for anything new, going in a different direction, anything about career, business?
Yes. lots of plans. To the first card pulled, that is on my mind, one specific thing, but also in general, needing to figure out, write a list of the things I do want. But the year coming up, I'm planning to have the love and final love come in. I'm 70, and I'm ready for that relationship. I do need to improve finances. It's been a pretty difficult time lately.
Let me tell you, Pat.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No. You go ahead, please.
I just want to tell you what I'm getting. But if you need to finish up, that's fine too. But, you know, what you're saying just fits in. This is the reason why I asked that question. Because I'm getting the Nine of Pentacles. Okay, this is the self-made woman. This is the entrepreneur. Okay. And then the Page of Wands. So a card of learning, research. Remember, again, the numerology today, 7-day, right? And similar to the Knight of Wands that we got for the card of the day, again, the pyramids in the background, communication in different languages, foreign travel, things like that. But what I'm mostly getting, especially paired up with, you know, the Nine of Pentacles card here, is a new opportunity for you to be entrepreneurial and just going for something new. And it's going to require research. You know, that's why the Page of Wands is coming up. That's, you know, no coincidence that you're calling in and asking this on a 7-day, okay, where it's all about, you know, hunkering down by yourself, you know, in your office or, you know, at your desk or what have you, and doing the research and looking into things, you know, because I think there's an opportunity for you to do something for yourself, to take your immense amount of experience throughout your life and solve some big problems for some people. And that's going to help you financially. Does that make sense?
Thank you. It's very interesting. Quickly, my whole life was very difficult and dark up until a year ago when I started being ministered by a pastor, and I am having the first chance in my life. It's just phenomenal and wonderful. So I have a lot to do. And when you were saying entrepreneurship, I'm thinking I even need to be an entrepreneur for myself, because there's so many things to do now with the heart that's been opened and positive things back in my life and positive beliefs. I not only want to, maybe get to my art and make a business out of that, portraits of animals or dogs, but for myself, I want love and I also want to give back. So it's all appropriate. And actually, I have been through so much that I do know so much that I can share. And the other day I was thinking, the only thing I really need is money. That's the one thing that will help me to do all the other things. So that's kind of a big issue, as it is for everyone. But for me, it's just wanting to be able to utilize it in so many ways that would be so helpful to me that I've not had that opportunity for so long.
Well, thanks for the call.
That's amazing. Thanks so much for sharing that with us.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I think you are ready to go. Thanks. I appreciate it, Pat. Appreciate the call and the question. But I just wanted to say in closing that, you know, I think 2024 is the year for you to do that, you know. Use all that experience. You know, a lot of us don't have the benefit of as much experience as you do. And so you have some areas you're passionate about, and you can solve some big problems for people in that niche. Let's see who's been waiting the longest here. Mary, it looks like 347, area code 347. Are you there?
Let me just confirm it with the associate because I believe she just made a payment. One moment. Hi, what is the amount of the purchase for? Hi, can I have the amount of the purchase?
Okay, I do not know what's going on that line, Mary. Did you hear that?
I don't know either.
I don't. I don't know. Okay, so I'm going to tell 347 to call back in.
When they're done with their other call,
Yeah. I'm actually hanging up on that line to give them a hint to call back in, you know, and be ready. Okay, so I'll be looking for that 347. Meanwhile, we're going to go to the next call that's been waiting the longest. Area code 607. 607. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Nicole. I'm from New York.
From New York? I couldn't catch it, your name.
Yvonne from New York.
Okay.
I think.
Nicole.
Is that right?
Yeah, Nicole.
Nicole. Nicole. See, it's really muffled. We're having trouble hearing Nicole. What's your question? What do you want to chat about?
I'm having some problems finding a place to live and living with friends. And my SSI hasn't come in a while, and I was wondering when the SSI is going to come in and when will I be in a place of my own or somewhere else or safe or, you know, taken care of, so I'm all good with normal.
So I think the only part I missed was something about something coming in, but I didn't catch what that was.
My money coming in.
Money. When is it coming in?
Yeah.
And then also moving and being safe. You know, that's always important, right?
Yeah. Like moving. I'm living with a friend right now.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering when I'll be somewhere else. Or when will I accomplish the goal of getting to my own apartment again, or what should I do to get that?
Okay. Ooh, we're not starting out good. I'm getting the Tower card. Okay. So, you know, that's a 7 energy, like today's energy. Again, it's pointing towards research, right? There's a message coming through. That's going to be emotionally satisfying, the Page of Cups, okay? So it looks like I feel that is the money aspect of it. The living thing is going to take longer, but this aspect could – so we're talking 7 to 16 days. And, you know, it may take a week or two for, like – whatever money you're expecting or what you've applied for or assistance or what have you, for that to happen. And then, but things then open up over the next 21 days, because I got card 21, you know, the world card. And, you know, that's literally, you know, the world coming in for you there. So I feel like there's more, you know, with that 7 energy, I think there's, you know, more, and it being a 7 day today, I feel like there's more research to be done, that there's additional help out there that maybe you're not seeing, okay? But I think financially things might get a little better pretty quickly, week or two, but the whole living thing is going to take 3, maybe 4 weeks, you know, 21 days, something in there. But let's see what Mary's getting.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting, Mary?
Well, you know, as far as, like, you know, the timing aspect, you know, what I got was pretty close to what you said. I got, like, 4 weeks with the Four of Swords. Like, so I feel like get through the holidays, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's tough. Your situation, you know, maybe, you know, it sounds tough. You know, when we get the Five of Wands, you know, which can be a card of, like, struggling, and sometimes we're also struggling internally as well with our situation. And the Seven of Cups comes up here and says, hey, you know, you may have more options available to you than you're recognizing. And then at the end, what I get in the outcome position, and I'm really looking at the living situation. I didn't focus on the money. The Two of Cups comes up in the end. So that feeling of like things are in harmony again. We're in harmony with our environment and with others. So I feel like, yeah, you know, after the holidays, I feel like the move is not going to happen until after the first of the year, really. But hang in there. And again, you know, do what? Sorry. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm supposed to be in the apartment in January, yeah. But I want to make it happen faster.
Well,
I don't
know
where to go in the evening.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen for the next 4 weeks at least, so maybe a little bit faster, but...
Mm-hmm.
There's more options that you're not seeing, which is
similar
to what Dax said. Yeah. But best of luck to you.
Best of luck and happy holidays, Nicole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope things shape up for you by the end of the year here. It might happen sooner, but I think, you know, a lot of times when we have these predictive outcomes, especially, you know, timing, you know, it's just the trajectory, the way things are now, you could probably change that and make it happen faster if you do something different. And that's kind of what I was getting, Mary, that she needs to do some more research, talk to some more friends. It may come from an unexpected place.
Yeah. Something that she's not seeing at the moment. Yeah. Or not focused on.
Oh, my God. They are just, like, talking like crazy in here. Jason's like, hola. He's
hola.
Like, yeah, he's doing all this. I can't tell if that is Spanish or what he's doing in there. I think it's Spanish. Yellow had a validation.
It was insane.
Yeah. So that would make sense then, right? He said como tal to... I don't know, Charlotte or Sharona or somebody. They're talking about peanut butter and all kinds of stuff going on in here. But we had a validation from Yellow. Yellow said, Dax, my buddy Mike called the show about 2 months ago, asked about some money that's owed to him. He wants you to know that the numbers 7 and 17 were discussed as the ETA. Well, he received a little something early this week. So that would be about 7 weeks from the call validation. Okay.
Wow, cool. That's awesome.
We love that. We love that. Jason, I have a question for Mary. When are you going to see, I can't pronounce that word, it begins with a G, Guernica?
Guernica.
Guernica? I have no idea.
Hi. Guernica, Picasso's famous painting.
Never heard of it.
What? hold on.
I've never heard that
I'm
word.
I'm okay. All right. Picasso.
Oh, okay.
Guernica.
I'll have to look
it's
that
massive.
Up.
And it's in Madrid. And it's only recently that they are now allowing people to take pictures of it when they go to see it in the museum. So I have to go, and Jason's going to be my tour guide.
Oh, nice.
Of the wonderful sights and sounds of Madrid.
Oh, I found some images of people in the museum looking at it. And it looks familiar. I think I've seen it before. I didn't know it had a name. You know, I just... You know, Picasso.
Yeah, you know, World War II, and there's the, you know, there's the story of Picasso sitting at a cafe, and when a Nazi soldier asked mm-hmm. him about that, he had a sketch of Guernica or something, and they're like, "Did you do this?" You know, and Picasso said, "No, you did it," because Guernica was a city that was destroyed by the Nazis, let's say, and Picasso painted this. Just massive, brilliant. It's number one on my list of lists. if I had some lists. I have a list of something somewhere. But yeah, that's like I have to do it. I went to Spain when I lived in Europe, but I only went to Lloret del Mar and Barcelona. And it was the greatest regret that I didn't go to Madrid. So.
Oh, wow.
I have to go.
Yep. See, you know, you tune into a tarot show, you don't know what education you're going to get. You know, it's really cool. It's really cool. Jason says that Charlotte's learning Spanish. Oh, okay.
Ooh, bueno. Spanish.
Pamela says maybe he's shy. Charlotte said, Jason, shy? I don't need to pull a card to know the answer to that. Jason said... Jason says, Pam, I like smooth peanut butter because I'm a smooth operator.
Oh, dear Lord.
God, it's getting deep in this channel.
Yeah, Jason's so shy.
Y'all want to have fun, go over to the chat on our YouTube Live on YouTube, Tarot Today Live on YouTube. Okay. Wow. All right. There's no questions. So, you know, if you guys, like, again, if you need us to pull a card for you, if you have a specific question, type it into the chat. And we might get back to it before the end of the show. But meanwhile, we're going to go to back to phones. Let's see what's going on the telephone. The telephone.
Yes.
Oh, I see Charlotte in it. Charlotte, I want to ask you this in the chat. You had your hand raised, but now your line has dropped down to the bottom. Do you no longer have a question? But if you do... You know, press one on your dial pad or let me know here in the chat and we'll bring you on live. Meanwhile, 403 has been waiting the longest. Area code 403. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Pam and I'm in the frozen north.
The frozen north?
Yeah.
Canada?
Canada, eh? Yeah.
Kanata?
Kanata?
Yeah, Kanata.
Is that
Pamela
Steele?
It is.
Oh, my God. I thought I recognized that voice.
I thought so, too.
Do you know what Canada actually means? This is hilarious. When people were first starting to show up here and, you know, interact with the natives and the indigenous here, they ask, what is this place? And the guy looked at him like he'd lost his cookies and said, Canada, which means village. That's it. So Canada got its name. Because he asked one of the locals, what is this place? Well, it's a village, stupid. You know, that's
it. It's a village. What the hell are you talking about?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Oh, Canada.
I thought it was named after the ginger ale.
No,
I thought
no.
It was named after Kenyatta.
And see, whenever it says drink Canada Dry, I used to try in my youth, but you can't do it. They keep making that shit, so I just can't. But anyway... I tried. That was a lot
dry.
Younger. Yep.
It's
you
been
can
around
try, but they,
forever, isn't it?
Yeah, but they make...
I
they
like
make
it, but if you've ever had, like, real ginger ale, like some of those companies that'll make it, like, organically or whatever, it's so different.
That is so good.
It's weird.
Anyway, no, what's going on?
Yeah,
with
we
you?
Used to be big on a thing called birch beer.
I've had that.
Yeah.
Very yummy.
Yeah,
that's
Barilla
so,
down
that
here.
Yeah.
Barilla.
Anyway,
Amarillo, Texas,
okay.
And Tucson, Arizona got the sarsaparilla.
Yeah, we'll have our sarsaparilla keys.
You never know when you need some. It's not. It's actually a good blood purifier.
Yeah.
But I've been doing so much reading it, and lately, the one thing that people keeps coming up is they all hit a creative block. And some of it's gone on for months now. And, you know, it's really resonating with me because I did the same thing. I haven't had any desire to draw or paint in since last spring. And I don't, what am I missing?
Oh, that's a great question. What's behind it? Like, what's causing it, kind of? What are you missing?
Yeah. Why? Like, what? This has never happened. Okay. And a lot of the people that I'm reading for are also, you know, very productive artists. And it's just like,
I mean, you have multiple excuses like, well, my hands are blah, blah, blah. But no, 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 no. There's still that desire to create, and you find a way. And it's almost like that
right.
took off a while back and said, okay, I got better things to do than wait on you. And here we are. And I'm
That's
not
a great
sure
question.
How to kick it back into gear.
Right. What is it? Well, let's see what comes up. The first card that I get, you know, it's interesting. The central card that I get is the Ace of Cups, you know.
Oh,
and,
okay.
You know, so that love, you know. And mm-hmm. and above it is the Queen of Cups, and below it is the Five of Cups, right? So that's kind of an interesting combination of having all this emotion right in at the center of the spread.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a judgment card in the past position and in the outcome position. You know, it's coming back. It's going to happen again. We get the Knight of Swords. So this is going to take off again for you. But maybe, and this might be true for other people going through a similar thing or whatever, it's tied to our emotional sense, you know, where our emotional state and where we're at. And, you know, in the spread that I do here, the Five of Cups showing up underneath that Ace of Cups, it's saying like, okay, we're pushing away from like disappointment. You know, that's the thing under, you know, at the bottom of the pile, you know, it's like everything else is built on top of that. And the Five of Cups, you know, sometimes it's like that, it's that like little thing that we're like, yeah, you know, I'm disappointed, or, you know, I feel kind of let down with one thing. So when we're talking about creativity and creative blocks, painting, drawing, sculpting, whatever it is, it's like, what is the thing that lets us down in that? You know, and that can show up in a variety of ways. Sometimes it has to do with just the business of it. Other times it has to do with, like, our own selves and like, hey, I'm not putting all that passion into it that I felt. And with the judgment card in the past position, it could be a sign that, you know, we evolve all the time in so many different ways. You know, I'm not the same person I was when I was 28 years old, right? You know, neither are you. And as artists and creative people, we have to understand that our creativity can evolve as well. And how we felt about it before, that can also evolve. But I feel like also, you know, if your focus has been more on, you know, the feeling state and the Queen of Cups, I love the Queen of Cups, you know, because that's like our coping ability, you know, that's us caring for everybody else and like and dealing with whatever we have to deal with and saying like, yeah, I'm going to get through it because I care, I care, I care. And sometimes we care so much about other people and other things that like we kind of, you know, we don't have that reservoir that we need sometimes as creative people. But with the Knight of Swords in the future position, I feel like, okay, it's just going to be off to the races again. So this might be like, this is a moment in time where you're evolving as an artist, you know? So that's what I get, but let's see what Dax has.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Having trouble getting my camera back on.
I was going to say, and take it.
Well, I mean, I think you pretty much covered it. You're the artist, you know, so you connect more personally to that kind of question, you know.
Anyone who has seen your banner ads knows about your artistic talent as well.
Well, you know, I'm not getting a lot on this, Pam, but I a couple of things. I got the Ten of Cups. Okay, idyllic situation. Yes, in an ideal world, you know, you're producing all the time. Well, that's a fallacy. I think that's, you know, I think that everything goes through cycles. And like the last thing I caught Mary talking about was, you know, maybe you're growing as an artist, you know, and that may require a slowdown or a stoppage for a while as you, you know, reconfigure what you're doing. The other two cards I got, King of Swords, Two of Swords, you know, all these swords cards, thoughts and ideas, you know, there's a, I feel like there's a blockage of some sort as well that it's like you're overthinking it.
That makes sense. That makes so
I
much
feel
sense.
Like you're overthinking this. And with the two, you know, with the Two of Swords, with the cross swords there, I feel like you're at a crossroads, but it might be subconscious. You might not even notice it, though Mary, you know, hinted towards the growth and going into something else. Well, you're at the crossroads where you haven't made the decision. And I feel like, yeah, you're overthinking it and basically less thought, more action. So, basically, you know, I think you have to make, you know, and of course, Two of Swords is about making a decision. So, you know, you have to make the decision to just go for it and see what happens, you know, just not thinking about it with a plan, but just feeling your way through and just going in a direction, just, you know, like they'll tell writers to just start writing, you know?
Yeah.
It could be gibberish, but just start writing. Same thing with artists, you know, just start creating, whether you're painting or sculpting or whatever you do, you know, just feel it out. So I think it's like you're overthinking with all those swords, just feel it out. Hope that helps you.
That makes sense. Well, it does, because Mary talked about feeling it. It's the authenticity that produces great art, the authentic feelings. And yeah, you're right. I'm overthinking it. Thank you so much, because I pulled a lot of the same cards for a lot of different people this week. So yay. Thank you so much.
Wow.
That's interesting.
That's fascinating. Yeah.
But thanks for calling in. Pam was our
guest. Yeah, that was so cool.
Love it. Thank you, guys.
Bye, Pam. Was that last week or that was the week before? I can't remember now. I lost track.
Time flies when you're having fun.
What, did you hear me, Mary? What, when was Pam on as our guest? Was that last week or the week before?
The week before.
Okay, yeah, because I lost track there a little bit. And it's really fascinating because the same thing that she was saying about getting the same cards is like the question we got in chat from Sharona. So Sharona asks, I have a question. When I read for myself, I keep pulling the Eight of Cups. Any thoughts or vibes on why? So you got any vibes on that, Mary?
Let me feel the vibes.
Eight of Cups. It's like, you know, it's
yeah,
all...
you know, the Eight of Cups is such an interesting card, you know, and when cards repeat like that, we definitely get the feeling that, you know, okay, they're trying to tell us something. And when we're reading for ourselves, we're like, what is this something? You know, it's like, it's hard to see. Or it's something that dawns on us later. But, you know, a lot of the things that we think about the Eight of Cups, you know, that in a lot of decks, you know, it has this sort of melancholy vibe to it. It's like you feel like, okay, the person's moving onward and upward, and you see, like, you know, the mountain in the distance or whatever, and so they're going in a lot of decks. It's sort of faded in the distance where it's like, yeah, I cannot, you know, see how I reach that. It looks like a long way off. And, you know, it may be the case that this is something, you know, kind of coming up for you, but not immediately, right? Where you're going to have to like kind of decide like, okay, what is no longer serving me? What are the things that I care about? Because they're cups, right? Emotions, the cups that we leave behind, we care about them. We do. But the problem is that they're not helping us move forward. So maybe that, you know, there's going to come a moment coming up for you where you decide like, okay, you know, I really care about this, but I got to let this go if I want to like achieve something that's of greater importance to me. But that's what I get. What about you, Dax?
You know, that Eight of Cups keeping, you know, constantly showing up, and it's like that moving onward and upward card, right? And cups, emotions, basically the person in the card has taken care of their baggage, you know, and it showing up constantly could just be a reminder of that, that regardless, because tarot is so multi-layered, regardless of what else it's referring to as a meaning, answering a question or a thought, it could also just be, because it keeps showing up in various readings, as a constant reminder that, yeah, there's something you're holding on to that you need to let go of it so you can move onward and upward. And I just pulled a card real quick and got the Six of Swords. And six is that success energy. It's hearth and home and nurturing. It's the nurturer and the nurturer number. And it's got a similar vibe to it where they're moving slow. It's like a gondola, not a speedboat, right? But they're going towards their goal on the other side of the shore. And they're moving from the rough waters to the calm waters. They're getting there, you know, and it has that similar vibe to that Eight of Cups, you know, onwards and upwards kind of movement. And I just think that's what the message is. It's just, you know, this message coming through for Sharona.
Yeah. And I pulled a card too and got the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, cool. So, yeah, that's the card that popped out of my deck earlier. Maybe we're all going to have some Wheel of Fortune, some fortune turn in our favor, you know. Oh, Nagar made it in. Hey, Nagar. I remember them being in here before. So we answered.
Last week, I think.
Was it last week or the week before or both?
Maybe both. I don't know.
It was something in here that I wanted to.
It was recently, and now my dog's barking.
I'm trying to figure out what Charlotte was asked. Yeah, we're at the end of the show, folks. I'm trying to figure what she was asking. It seems as though you had a lot of okay, that's something else. I've seen a way to expand that business. I'm wondering if it would be something people would be interested in buying. This is Charlotte talking. They send me a picture of their pet, and I turn it into something of a size. They want something applique or applique. I don't know what that word means. I asked her in chat, but she hasn't responded yet. What's the applique, Charlotte? Like applicae? If that makes sense, she says. So she's asking.
So basically, she's got an idea for expanding a business that she does, and she wants to know if that's a good idea to expand it.
I think so. Yeah, I've been spelling it wrong. Applique is a sewing method.
Like that you put on t-shirts and you can put on different things.
Yeah, she says applique is a sewing method of creating pictures or shapes by sewing one layer of, and she trails off again. It's hard with the chat, you know, to.
Right. I understand what she means, though.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see.
You go first.
Let's see what comes up. Let's see what. Hey, this is actually looking really good, Charlotte. So there's the King of Wands again showing up there, you know, and again with the salamanders here, and you know, it's that fiery energy, following your passion, go for it. I think this is just a big go for it because the card right next to it, Nine of Pentacles again, which came up earlier, the self-made woman, the entrepreneur energy. Okay, so this could be an entrepreneurial pursuit, and will it work out? Sun card. Yep, can't get better than that. I think people will want that service, Charlotte. What about you, Mary?
I think that you're right. You know, the thing that is kind of interesting is, like, I feel like doing this actually, like, helps, like, create some movement for Charlotte as well, because, you know, start off with the Four Pentacles. You know, sometimes with the Four Pentacles, it's like it can feel like static. Like, it, to me, that's a card of stasis. You know, it's like we're holding on and we're just maintaining and we're not going anywhere. We're not getting anything done further, you know, than just the basic needs covered. And, you know, then we go from that into the Two of Pentacles. Okay, now we've got things moving, you know. And Two of Pentacles also reminds us, like, we gotta have a balance, right? And the other thing that comes up finally in the end is the Hierophant card. So you have to have, like, that sense of belief in yourself and in faith that, yeah, what you want to do is something that people want. And finally, the Lover's card, you know? So, like, put your heart into it. Have faith and believe in yourself and get something moving. Get something happening with this. Why not? Either this becomes really successful or, you know, it really opens up a whole bunch of other things for you, too. That's a possibility. That's the vibe I get from it.
What do you think, Charlotte? I turned Charlotte's mic on because she called in.
Yeah, so that is really exciting because, again, you know, I kind of had a little business when I was in Idaho, and I focused, you know, almost exclusively on border collies because I would take them around to these competitions that I was doing with my dogs herding sheep.
Yeah.
And I was making it out of ripstop nylon so they could actually hang them outside if they wanted, you know, because, you know, I mean, how people like to put pretty flags out in front of their place. But in this case, it was, you know, absolutely personalized because it was their dog. And,
right.
You know, I have an enlarger that allows me to make these pictures, you know, to cut them up into the, to make the pattern out of their picture to do this. But then my idea was, you know, turn them into more of an inside thing, like, you know, throw cushions or lap quilts or whatever. But
the possibilities are endless.
Sounds like an Etsy project.
There's a lot of applications for appliques, you know. You can do all kinds of things with them. And, you know, people like that. But, you know, also take a look at the market, because I know that there are other, you know, a lot of things out there. And that might be something where, you know, your people that you met, you know, doing, like, you know, what, you know, herding dog trials or whatever you were doing, you know, we all know, like, I know you do too, you know, but if you're involved in, like, dog rescue or dog rescue communities, I mean, it takes a village just to, like, rescue one dog. And so you make a lot of connections with that. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a couple organizations I foster for, and they're always looking for something cool that they can use for fundraisers, you know, like, I fostered Australian Shepherds, you know, Australian Shepherds Forever. Don't give them a plug, you know, but that's one of the rescues that I foster for. We're always doing things like, you know, if you get people to, like, donate to the rescue, because rescues always need money and they always need fosters and they always need something. So there could be like a whole mini industry just within the herding dog community. I also fostered for all herding dogs out of Illinois. They're another great rescue. But, you know, those organizations especially, they're open to ideas, you know, and they're, and you may just find that there's, like, a connection, you know, with what, how you've been doing it, and taking that into, like, you know, like you said, expanding it. Go for it, Charlotte.
Yeah,
you could do it.
No idea why. I didn't think about that before, or when but it was then. It was just something unique to hang outside or to take with them when they went to a dog trial, and because they all have their, you know, their shade tents that they put up, and they could hang a thing. But that was all that was on my mind. But then on Thanksgiving, I was like, why did I not even think of that? And then I'm like, I'm going to ask Dax and Mary what they think about it. So you answered my question.
Well, I'm glad you did. And, you know, let us know how it goes. I want to see some of this. I love seeing doggy stuff.
Yeah, you got to show us some pictures.
Yep, it'll be a bit. I've got to get my machine down and get it all the dust blown out of it and, you know, tuned up and
there
stuff.
There you go.
Because I haven't used it for a while. But,
that probably would be a good way to start.
It's very similar to what we were saying to Pamela, you know, it's like just start doing it and then, you know, just do it. Just, you know, make stuff and
worry about the details later and without, you know, all of that stuff. But just be, you know, allow yourself to create, you know, and feel connected to it.
Like, when Pamela started asking her question, I was like, okay, this is weird because this is so similar to what I just went through myself. I mean, it was like,
it's not weird. This is a Tarot Today live show. That's where weird synchronicities and connections and everything happen.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah, I was like, I thought that was pretty cool. So Pamela, you and I will create together separately.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, guys.
And
yeah.
Good question, Charlotte. Yep, we got to get out of here.
We've got to go.
Yeah, don't forget to tune in tomorrow when Sharona has the Darrow Lady on, Teresa Reed.
Yeah, Teresa Reed. That's going to be exciting.
Yep. I just looked at my clock and it said 111. All righty.
Wow.
Got that angel number going on.
Well, bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Have a great weekend.
Night, John Boy.
Night, Mary Ellen.